Hello, and welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is an hour and a half today of Italian music. I'm here a little bit early, and the studio is free, so I'm starting Give 'em the Boot now at 1:30, be going till 3 p.m., and I have some new music. I have something new by a Corsican singer-songwriter by the name of Stefan Casalta, and he has just sent me a CD, which is a really beautiful album, and it features self-penned, absolutely gorgeous tracks, and it's called Fantasia. It's actually not his most recent. There is a more recent album than this, but this is the one that I have right now, and I'm going to play a track from it now called Campane. It's very interesting because I've never been to Corsica, but I have been to Sardinia many times, and the language is quite similar, Sardinian and Corsican. There's a lot of crossover between the two languages, and so a lot of the lyrics, when I read them, I go, wow, they just sort of look like Sardinian. The CD is, of course, in French as well, with the translations in French. But like a good Corsican that he is, everything is in his own language, not in French, which is great. So this is a track called Campana. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC, the first day back at school, and it is really crowded out there. I hope you have a great day today, even though it's a little bit wet, and enjoy this 1.5 hours of Italian music.
Campane desunato, sempre tutte l'ore, i piaceri e a festa io li ride. Quando la vita nasce è per l'uomo che muore, per far ridere il cuore di l'anima d'unica. Per tutte le ore amare.
Acqua qui balla, un brano del gruppo corso Les Nouvelles Polyphoniques. È un gruppo che io ho conosciuto 20 anni fa, forse di più, quando ero al primo anno dell'università. Un amico dove vivevo, nella casa dove vivevo, aveva questo. Adesso non mi ricordo se fosse un disco oppure un audiocassetta, forse un disco. Un CD di questo gruppo fantastico, semplicemente chiamato Les Nouvelles Polyphoniques. Io non sapevo neanche il nome, io ascoltavo sempre questo disco a una un mistero queste voci fantastiche di queste donne, anche uomini di questo posto che io non conoscevo, che non conosco ancora, anche se magari ho letto qualcosina in più. La Corsica, un'isola anzi più vicina all'Italia che l'isola sotto la Sardegna, che è un posto meraviglioso che io adoro, e io spero di andare in Corsica quest'anno, speriamo. Questo gruppo non so se esiste ancora, lo so che c'è questo trio donne, si chiama, che sono alcune donne che facevano parte di questo gruppo. È stato prodotto nel 91 questo disco, tra cui ho fatto sentire Acqua chi balla, prodotto e arrangiato dal grandioso Hector Zazu. Purtroppo un uomo che non c'è più, qualche anno fa scomparso, e lui ha lavorato un po' ed era molto amico con Stefano Saletti, il musicista che è stato qui con me a luglio col suo gruppo Piccola Banda Icona, è stato anche qui in studio con me col suo gruppo, e lui insieme a Barbara Eramo, un'altra del gruppo Piccola Banda Icona, hanno fatto un disco insieme che si chiama Oriental Night Fever, ed è una cosa un po' particolare. Hanno deciso con Hector Zazu di riproporre dei brani della musica da discoteca americana degli anni 70 in chiave world music, e quindi è uscito questo disco interessantissimo con Barbara che canta soprattutto in inglese, e la musica un po', diciamo, etnica. Adesso poi vi farò sentire un pezzo. Ho iniziato invece con Stefan Casalta, che è un musicista, cantautore, se la vogliamo chiamare così, scrittore di queste canzoni spettacolari sul disco Fantasia. Ho fatto sentire Campane. Stefan è nato a Bastia nel 68, di genitori corsi, e fa parte di questa questa cultura musicale della Corsica. Ha fatto parte anche in passato del gruppo A Filetta, che ho messo in onda qui su Give 'Em the Boot tante volte. Magari prima della fine della trasmissione farò sentire un altro pezzo da questo disco di Stefan, ma adesso sentiamo questo brano di Oriental Night Fever con Stefano Saletti, Barbara Eramo, Hector Zazu, semplicemente chiamato Oriental Night.
Thank you. Project Space presents the second annual Vancouver Art and Book Fair, a two-day festival of artists' publishing that features nearly 100 local, national, and international publishers of books, magazines, zines, printed ephemera, and digital or other experimental forms of publication, as well as on-site programs, performances, and installations. Launching with a reception at Project Space at 8 p.m. on Friday, October 4th, the Vancouver Art and Book Fair will take place from 12 to 5 p.m. on October 5th and 6th at the Vancouver Art Gallery. For more information on this free event, go to VancouverArtBookFair.com.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Welcome back to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM. And it's just coming up 2 o'clock, which is when I normally start the show, but I've luckily been here for half an hour already and I've played a bunch of music for you. Actually, I sort of squeezed in a mostly Corsican themed half hour. I started off with Stefan Casalta. He's from Bastia in Corsica, which is, of course, part of France geographically, even though it is an island in between France and Italy. Very different from France, of course, and they do have their own language, very much like the Sardinians, part of, politically part of Italy, but really a different culture. And Sardinia and Corsica have a lot in common. I've actually just been reading this wonderful book. It's a historic book, a Penguin classic, in fact, by Dorothy Carrington, called Granite Island, A Portrait of Corsica. And it's all about this English woman's travels to Corsica starting in 1948. And she ended up writing this fantastic account of the people of Corsica, but also the physical geography of the place, the beliefs, its witchcraft, dream hunters, all of the amazing prehistoric monuments that there are as well. Really incredible. I've only just read a couple of chapters. I'm already fascinated. And Stefan Casalta has a new album out called I Vascelli. He was one of the members of Affiletta, fantastic, well-known a cappella male group from Corsica. It's a traditional style of music, not dissimilar in some ways to the Sardinian a cappella tenor singing. It is different, but there are definitely some similarities there. I have his album previous to that called Fantasia, which was actually worked on by Oscar Del Barba, features this wonderful jazz trio of Oscar on piano, keyboards and accordion, Andrea Ruggeri on percussion, and Giulio Corini on bass. It also features the voice of Luisanna Serra, fantastic Sardinian vocalist, who I believe now lives on the mainland, but is from Sardinia. And so you can see the combination between those two islands. They've got a lot more in common than people think. And the Corsican language, too, also is quite similar to Sardinian, or Northern Sardinian anyway. In fact, it's a Italo-Dalmatian Romance language, apparently, according to Wikipedia, and spoken and written on the islands of Corsica and Northern Sardinia. It was the vernacular alongside Italian, the official language of Corsica, until 1859, when it was replaced by the French, owing to the acquisition of the island by France from Genoa in 1764. And conquest of it in 1768. Of course, Napoleon Bonaparte was from Corsica, and so there's that whole history there. In any case, people do still speak Corsican, some as a first language, most as, let's say, 50% of islanders speaking French and Corsican. Interesting, small country that's has in some ways avoided maybe the being overrun by tourism and, well, definitely by industry. It's a good thing, I think, even though maybe a little bit meaning that Corsica is a little bit more economically depressed than it perhaps could be, but I think it's nice that it's been kept a little bit more wild, maybe a little bit more so than Sardinia. Well, enough about that. I should tell you what I played. I actually played, interesting connection there, Les Nouvelles Polyphonies Corses, this wonderful vocal group from Corsica who put this album out, self-titled 1991, produced by Hector Zazou, Algerian-French guy who passed away a few years ago. And he worked with Stefano Saletti from Piccola Banda Icona, and along with Barbara Eremo put out this interesting album called Oriental Night Fever. I played two tracks from it. One was an instrumental called Oriental Night, followed by a version of I Feel Love, very cool version, world music style. And then followed by another interesting mixture, Almo Raima. Actually discovered that this is not the last name of the gentleman who is one of the main members of this group. His name is really Massimiliano De Salvatore, but goes by the name Massi Almo Raima, which is actually the name of an old disc of Paco de Lucia. And anyway, it gives you an idea of the connection between the gypsy Spanish flamenco world there. And he, this guy Massimo Massi, was he arrived in the Salento region from Lucerne in Switzerland, but comes with this whole flamenco music past. It's a really interesting album. I really like it. It's called Banjara, and it's on the Anima Mundi label, just released this year. So check out the link that I just put on the Give 'Em the Boot Facebook page. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and hopefully you're enjoying the music. I hope so. I always like to hear from people. Do feel free to give me a call here in the studio. Of course, you could call, you could email me too, givetheboot@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you. And a little more Sardinian music now. I wanted to just take this a little step further, the connection between Corsica and Sardinia. And I have a track here by Alberto Balia, a wonderful traditional Sardinian guitarist, and Enrico Frongia. This is called La Filugnana.
La vila, la vila, nana, e tu nana, vila, la sola. E imparenti a te, vila, e no, vila, vila, lana, no, vila. Oh.
E sogneremo insieme davanti a splendurente stilaria che un bidiamo più.
Seni bahmet ettiler, asli var mıdır? Canlarına nay.
Minor Empire, un gruppo di Toronto che ha un chitarrista italo canadese, diciamo siciliano canadese, Michael Occhipinti, che lui fa la parte di sotto che senti la chitarra elettrica. C'è questo miscuglio di percussione turca, di canto turco, sono molto molto bravi, l'ho visti qualche anno fa a Mission Folk Music Festival e anche a Vancouver, spero che tornino presto. Minor Empire con un brano che sarà difficile per me pronunciare, Senbu Yalalari Yalaya Masin, Minor Empire. Prima di cui Stefan Casalta, un altro pezzo dal suo disco Fantasia, questa volta si chiamava Ortu, L'Ortu Paradiso. Poi abbiamo iniziato con Alberto Balia e Enrico Frongia, un disco che si chiama Argia. Questa è musica sarda. Alberto Balia, chitarra acustica, chitarra sarda, chitarra battente, suona anche basso elettrico, armonica e canta su questo disco. È un disco abbastanza vecchio, adesso non so di che anno è, però sul disco c'è anche Enrico Frongia che ha quella voce strepitosa, che anche lui comunque suona chitarra. Andrea Biosa, anche lui voce, e poi con un ospite, non su tutti i brani, ma ospite sul disco, Riccardo Tesi, che suona organetto diatonico. E infatti sono venuti i Ritmia, che era Alberto Balia, Enrico Frongia, Riccardo Tesi, credo, al Vancouver Folk Music Festival negli anni 80. Cioè io che bello sarebbe stato essere qui, però purtroppo io non ci vivevo ancora qui in Canada. Magari torneranno un anno. Sono andato a vedere Alberto Balia in Sardegna, lui vive nel sud ovest dell'isola, nella, oddio come si chiama, Sulcis, nel Sulcis, un posto bellissimo, un posto favoloso, da sogno, molto vicino al mare, è un mare spettacolare, è tutto, è infatti strano che sto leggendo questo libro sulla Corsica, parla, questa donna parla sempre del maki, di questo tipo di pianta che si trova dappertutto sull'isola di Corsica, però si trova anche altre piante molto simili anche in Sardegna, e fatte hanno un odore particolare, un profumo dell'isola che non si può confondere che sei lì. Infatti a Cagliari l'anno scorso ero lì per una settimana in Sardegna e sono andata a fare un po' di shopping. Ho trovato una donna che ha un negozio di artigianato sardo di tutti i tipi. Ho comprato un paio di cose, tra cui una ciotola di sughero, e lei mi ha dato, voleva darmi questo pezzo di questa pianta profumatissima che io poi ho riportato qui in Canada, e ogni volta che lo sento mi ritrasporta lì in Sardegna. Va bene, ok, allora Sergio Altamura, andiamo avanti con un po' di musica italiana, questa volta un po' di musica acustica da un chitarrista del sud Italia. Lui è nato in una città, Molfetta, che è un paese nella provincia di Bari, però ha studiato all'Università di Bologna e ha fatto una tesi sulla semiologia della musica, e lui suona anche in un gruppo con Pino Forastiere che si chiama Guitar Republic, che sono venuti a suonare qua l'anno scorso, credo. Allora, sentiamo un pezzo di Sergio Altamura dal suo disco Blue, e vediamo un po' come si chiama. Si chiama Breakfast with the Sun. Siete in ascolto qui su CTR 101.9 FM a Vancouver, all'Università di British Columbia. Questo è Give 'em the Boot. Thank you.
The 32nd Annual Vancouver International Film Festival, one of the largest festivals in North America, runs from September 26th to October 11th. Over 140,000 film fans enjoy a dynamic roster of 340 films from 70 countries. Considered one of the most accessible and friendly festivals, the 16-day annual celebration of film features renowned Canadian, Asian, international, and award-winning films, as well as documentaries from around the globe. For full details, go to viff.org.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
he was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective.
News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Bentornati a Given the Boot, sono Linda Bull, questa è un'ora e oggi è un'ora e mezza di musica italiana e un po' di musica corsa, cioè musica dalla Corsica, è un'isola molto vicina in tanti modi, su tanti aspetti, culturalmente e geograficamente, all'Italia, soprattutto all'isola di Sardegna. E oggi ho avuto il piacere anche di farvi sentire un po' di musica nuova. Adesso Beppe Gambetta tornerà a Vancouver per un concerto al Rogue Folk Club venerdì il 27 settembre al St. James Hall. Potete trovare informazioni sul sito dei Rogue Folk. roguefolk.bc.ca. If you're interested in seeing Beppe Gambetta, fantastic Italian flat picking guitarist. He's coming back to Vancouver, long awaited concert return on Friday, September 27th. Information is on the Give Him the Boot Facebook page. I put a little link there to the Rogue Folk concert. And also, I played a little track. I had a bit of a guitar theme just then. Sergio Altamura from his album Blue started off with Breakfast with the Sun, followed by Acadian Dream. That's from Beppe Gambetta's brand new album, The American Album, which is a tribute to American roots music. Followed with a lovely pseudo-instrumental track. It does actually feature the voice of Ilaria Patassini, even though she's not singing any words. Sine Nomine, the name of the group, and Spartenza, the debut album from that group that was released back in 2009. It's one of my favorite albums. It features the very tasteful arranging and composition and playing, guitar playing of Alessandro Girotto, and also features the voice of Ilaria Patassini, also known as Pilar. She has her own solo project as well. Just a wonderful group, and if you haven't heard that album, I highly recommend it. Go and check out sinenomine.it. Also, another, to end that little set there, another guitar piece, Franco Morone. He is one of my favorite fingerstyle guitarists from Italy, from his album Guitarea, a track called Wind Car Walking. Now, if you're ever interested in hearing about what Franco Morone is up to, you can go to his website. He seems to be playing a lot in Switzerland and Germany, a lot of all around Europe. Hopefully, we'll get him out to North America sometime. Really, one of you festival organizers out there should pick up on this fantastic acoustic guitarist. He has just so many albums that are great, and the latest one is called Back to My Best. He also has a wonderful album with his partner, and it's called Canti Lontani nel Tempo, Traditional Italian Songs by Franco Morone and Raffaele Luna. It has some really nice versions of traditional Italian songs on there. Next up, in the 15 minutes that I have left here on Give 'em the Boot, by the way, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's the first day back at school here at University of British Columbia, and it's been pretty busy out there, I have to say. It's quite a shock from last week when there was no one around. And I'm going to start off this next set with, it's going to be a bit of a Sicilian set. Oriana Civile and Maurizio Curcio, wonderful duo that I can't remember how I came across this album. It's called Aria di Sicilia, and it is just absolutely beautiful. This music and arrangements of Maurizio Curcio and the lovely voice of Oriana Civile. She's also a researcher into traditional Sicilian songs. And I'm going to play a track from that called L'Amori Cavaiu. I think that's how to pronounce it. My Sicilian dialect is not that great. But stay with me for another little bit here on Given the Boot, and starting off with Oriana Civile, Maurizio Curcio, Sicilian music.
sapiti l'amore cavaio, non lo sapiti quanto vi desio, non lo sapiti come chiance staio. Quando capo un momento non vivi io. Tincia di l'arma mia, ne vampacciaio, e lume cori e vostro e no.
Le mosi toi sonna ci rasa,
le colori e di toi sonna rosa, sonna rosa,
le colori e di toi sonna. Dell'ora che te vetti te mirai, gentile sei gentile tu sarai. Terine quali sospiri mei. mi bella mia dormi allo sicuro.
Date le porte tu e solo guardiana. E solo guardiana.
Date le porte tu. Quando senti le campane a toia, a toia.
Andate per la mia carne sagraia, carne sagraia.
Andate per la mia carne.
Wow, that's the incredible virtuoso of the friscaletto, which is a type of bamboo whistle, or type of, I guess, whistle's probably not the right word, flute, I guess. It's a bamboo flute, and it's from Sicily, and played by wonderfully well by Carmelo Salemi. He is from Catania. He actually graduated in clarinet from the musical high school Vincenzo Bellini. You can check out everything to do with Carmelo Salemi and his friscaletto on his website, carmelosalemi.it. He's got an incredible sound. It's so pure, so beautiful. Before him, I actually snuck in a non-Sicilian there. It was a southern Italian, Dario Mucci from the Salento, from his album Mandatari, Aria di Mattino. And Dario Mucci is a wonderful musician who specializes in popular music and has done a lot of research into traditional oral traditions of his region in the Salento. And he has a couple of albums out on the Anima Mundi label too, which is that fantastic label from the Salento, suonidalmondo.com, if you want to check out any number of fabulous CDs. They just keep sending me CDs and they're all fantastic. Started off that set with Oriana Civile and Maurizio Curcio from their album Arie di Sicilia. Now, I wanted to focus just for the last little minute here on the new album by a group called NMG Trio. It's my friend Nicola Genovese, who's become my friend, a wonderful singer-songwriter from Lucania in the south of Italy, but has been living in Tuscany for many years. And he's an architect, actually, and works in an office by day, but he never stops playing and making music. And when I was at his house in Tuscany, I was very welcomed by him and his wonderful partner, Christina, and they put me up along with three kittens, actually, who they were looking after too. And I got to play on one of the tracks of this album. It's I'm going to actually play that track just because it's one of my favorite tracks on the album, and it's called Cinico e Maldestro. This is Nicola M. Genovese, and he just actually played at Tenco event evening, which is for singer-songwriters. It's a very prestigious event that if you get asked to play, you know, a lot of people will start to know who you were, which I'm really pleased about, because he really does deserve some kudos for the music that he's done. His first album, which I've been playing on this radio station for a long time, called Strano Posto, was a fabulous album. And this latest album is very different, but also really great. I really like it, and I hope you do too. And if you want to find out more, make sure that you go to Nicola Genovese's page and you can find out everything about Nicola Genovese Trio. Cinico e Maldestro is the name of this track. So I hope that you enjoy it. Thanks very much for listening to Given the Boot. I have had a ball here for the last hour and a half. Don't forget, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC in Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull. Given the Boot is an hour, usually, of Italian music here at CITR. And stay tuned every Tuesday from 2 to 3. I'll see you all next week. Ciao a tutti.
Scettico, un elfo insensibile alla gioia, cinico e maldestro mi aggiro.